It's going to be sunny today with a high of 45 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 28. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 55. So, some nice weather the next day or two. Partly cloudy now, 21 degrees. Northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget to shop for your favorite bourbon lovers this Christmas at the Monarch. T-shirts, glassware, gift cards, and more available for purchase this holiday season. The Monarch in Delano. 845 Stephen. And we were talking earlier this morning about the fact that if you left your car out overnight, you're probably going to have to scrape your windshield this morning, which I had to do. And, Gordon, you keep yours indoors, so you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, my valet puts it away.
The valet put it away for you, so you didn't have to. But it didn't take long. There wasn't a whole lot of frost on there, but just enough to make your vision not 100%.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Glenn Beck program here at 9 o'clock this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North is going to host American Heroes, President NRA topic, first episode of American Heroes. So you're going to hear from Oliver North this morning on the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock.
Ollie. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Ollie. Haven't heard from Oliver.
Or the other Ollie.
Quite a while. The holidays often kick off discussions of favorite holiday movie, and according to a new report and infographic by StreamingObserver.com, the consensus may look different depending on your state. Hmm. Each state, according to this survey, has its own favorite holiday movie. And in the case of Kansas, it would be Scrooged.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's the Bill Murray remake of A Christmas Story, right? The Dickens classic that has been remade and remade and remade and remade. And
ad infinitum.
But Scrooge is probably one of the worst in my opinion. One of the worst. But here in Kansas, we just think it's hunky-dory.
Well, there you have it.
Well, some people apparently
do. Out of a big ball of twine.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Well, what is your favorite holiday movie?
Well, not that one, but when you go back, if you want to go back in the Dickens theme, I think you'd call it Scrooge, but it was a movie made in 1951 with Alistair Sim as Scrooge.
Okay.
My, aren't we learned?
Yep. Well,
how cool.
There have been so many different versions. There are two or three different versions that have been made of that, and that's the one that I like the best. Probably my favorite holiday movies probably have to go with It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
But
right.
Even that, you know, I'm getting to the point where I've seen it and seen it and seen it a few times.
Yeah.
And there are others that need to be considered. Gordon, do you have a favorite holiday movie?
Yeah, A Christmas Story, you know, Darren McGavin, the Lamp Leg.
The Lamp Leg.
And, lamp.
Yeah.
Of course, about a little kid growing up in the 50s, yeah.
Something
50s.
Like that, yeah. And, you know, shoot your eye out with that thing.
Right.
I remember that because, for me, that
was about the time I was about that age.
Yeah.
And we did have the BB guns.
Yeah, had the Daisy BB guns.
We had one.
Yep.
My two brothers had to share it.
Fight over the gun.
Yeah, and it worked for about, I don't know, 8 minutes.
Wow.
It was destroyed, and we just used it for a club from then on.
Well, sibling rivalry.
But that movie has captures the 50s a lot. The sets, the cars, and the way that dad behaved. Jad, you got a favorite there?
Oh, my favorite Christmas movie has pretty much always been Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Yeah, I
like that one too.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, quite an inspiring movie.
Yeah,
there.
It really is. You know,
it brings about the spirit of Christmas as people are slaughtered by
fa la 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 la.
The guy, what was the guy's name? Who was the bad guy?
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber was that the actor?
Alan Rickman. And he was kind of unknown before that.
Oh yeah,
he was.
Nobody knew.
But the voice on that guy.
Now, has he passed?
He has.
Yes,
he
did in 2016.
2016, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I thought he was terrific.
He played a great sheriff of Nottingham.
Movie. He could capture those characters and just make you believe him.
Cut your heart out with a spoon.
No kidding. How about that? Anyway, favorite Christmas movies. There'll be a lot of talk about that around the Christmas punch bowls, I guess, this year.
Yeah.
Christmas parties
Eggnog.
And so forth. 849, Steve and Ted. Shareholders have approved the sale of drive-in burger chain Sonic to the parent company of Arby's in a $2.3 billion merger.
Really? Huh.
The Journal Record reports shareholders of Oklahoma-based Sonic approved the agreement Thursday. Sonic CEO Cliff Hudson says he's proud of building a profitable company. Hudson plans to serve as a senior consultant until March 2019, while the business shifts into new ownership.
But Arby's Group is buying up a lot of stuff, actually.
They are.
Yeah, I believe they bought Buffalo Wild Wings recently, or at least are in talks to do so.
How about that? So they're on the buying mode. More than 450 asset managers, including major pension funds and insurance companies, are calling on governments to phase out coal-fired power plants and put a meaningful price on carbon to help tackle climate change. These are businesses
now.
About
time.
Okay? Yeah. The funds, with over $32 trillion in assets, issued their appeal as ministers gathered in Poland for the second week of a UN climate summit. Of course, when it comes to cleaning up the environment, the argument has been from day one that I can remember, yes, but people will lose their jobs, it'll be bad for business, da-da-da-da. And here are 450 asset managers who say, no, clean it up.
Yeah, right.
Clean it up because it's not a good thing. No. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted and editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Cargill is excited about Wichita's future. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. And Gordon, too, head of Cargill's protein and salt businesses headquartered in Wichita, says the company wants to help make Wichita the Silicon Valley of protein. Brian Sykes says Cargill wants to bring together in Wichita the best minds, innovation, and technology in the industry. Mayor Jeff Longwell says Cargill will make a difference in Wichita for generations to come. Johnny Stevens decided not to submit a bid to buy Wichita's McDonald Golf Course. Stevens originally contacted the city about the possibility of buying the course, but he tells the Wichita Business Journal that some of the requirements in the request for proposals concerned him, and he says he and his associates have now gotten busy with other projects. The park board is expected to talk about the RFPs today. And business aviation companies gearing up for new battles in 2019. 2018 brought one significant victory, turning back a proposal to privatize the air traffic control system and impose user fees. Leaders in the industry discussed 2019 challenges last week at the Wichita Zero Club's on-air summit. One is implementing more streamlined certification processes for new aircraft. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And we talked with the mayor this morning, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, on Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. Talked a little bit about McDonald and the fact that the use of golf courses has changed over the past few years. It's kind of hard to, I guess, to make a profit out of them, make it something worthwhile. So we'll see what happens with McDonald and go forward, I guess, huh?
Yep, there's some interested parties, that's for sure.
Well, there you go. If somebody can take it and do something with it, that'll be just great. Yep. Shelley and I, this weekend, we got down on Douglas and drove past the Cargill building.
Right.
The new building that I guess they just sort of opened it up formally the other day, I guess. But that is something. And you're right around the corner. The Business Journal's right there in Old Town. You're right around the corner from there, aren't you?
Right. We went in, and we've got a sneak peek of it. If you haven't seen our gallery of photos of the inside of that building, it's on our website.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, huh?
Yes. All right. It sure is.
Well, these people have decided they're going to be some pretty good corporate citizens in our city, and we appreciate that. Of course, that's the spot where the Wichita Eagle building was for many, many years.
Right. Right
there on Douglas Street. And not, what, a block or a half block away from the Union Station. It's all... Everything's getting together down there. We were at a Friday night. My granddaughter, Evan, did a little performance of some of her music. She sings and writes her own songs and plays the guitar. And this was at a place called the Donut Hole out on East Douglas.
Yeah, sure.
And it was pretty far out there. I'm looking at that whole Douglas corridor. They're developing a lot of places along there, clear out to the east, a couple of miles from or so from Old Town.
So, yeah, Douglas Design District, really going well.
Yeah, the Douglas Design District, that's what it is.
Yep.
All right. How about that Chiefs game yesterday?
Man, I'll tell you, I had a couple of new gray hairs out of that one.
That was something else. And the thing, quick note, that if people are listening and they don't know what a lateral is, because you don't see them lateral
anymore.
You
really don't, no. That's
right.
But
yeah.
More rugby than...
it's something where you pitch the ball backward and you just keep going, and that's what they did.
You're talking about that Miami play?
That's what I'm talking about now. Yeah, the Miami game.
Yeah. The old hook and ladder and a couple of hooks there.
Right, exactly. All right, thank you, gentlemen. It's 8:55 with Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. KNSS News at 9, gasoline prices down across the country. That story coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.